Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
I think you're really underestimating the broad sexual appeal that I have.
Paul Charchian, fantasy football guru.
And we get to find out now if all our fantasy drafts, we all love our teams right now.
Chief Execution Officer, Guillotine Leagues at FantasyLife.com.
At the end of the day, can we agree? And Mark, you can feel free to chime in here too. At the end of the day, a general manager has to draft well. The backbone of your team is getting starters on rookie contracts.
Paul Charchian with Raheemi Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio. 670 The Score.
We love talking to Paul Charchian about fantasy football. This is Raheemi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Paul Charchian is at Paul Charchian on Twitter. He is also the chief execution officer of the Guillotine Leagues at FantasyLife.com. The man knows fantasy football inside and out in the NFC North, too. It's why we have him on. Paul joins us via the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Hi, Paul.
Great to talk to you again. I am excited for your team because, to me, it looks like Ben Johnson is building a Bears version of Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery in your backfield.
Don't slow do down. This to slow us,
down.
Charge.
Slow down,
don't,
Charge.
Don't drunken our minds with this talk.
Have you seen Jahmyr Gibbs?
Okay, no, Jahmyr Gibbs is the best running back in the NFL.
Yeah, so why are you saying that then?
We've seen David Montgomery.
And you're familiar with it. You know a little something about David Montgomery. Okay, how about a poor man's version?
A Temu version?
Of Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery. But, you know, I feel like I try to work in Kyle Manungai every single time we talk. And so now I'm just going right for it now because he's coming off a 15-touch game. And you have to admit, he looked really good. Breaking tackles, getting him out into some space. That kid is a load, and I think he's the David Montgomery in this rushing attack. Now, we've got this groin injury for Swift right now, and so I don't know if it's going to be really the two-headed thing this coming week, although it looks like a pretty great opportunity against the Ravens. But still, I love what Ben Johnson is building in his backfield. And I got to do – am I seeing this wrong? I mean, you follow this at an extraordinarily close level. I think this is a 1-2 punch of the future.
No.
Listen here, hype machine. I appreciate your enthusiasm. But is this fantasy football enthusiasm? Because when your second running back can get 81 yards, that's pretty sexy stuff.
He's on my bench
right
now.
And DeAndre Swift, for any fantasy owner, has been a dream for the past several games.
Yeah, he's my starter. And Kamenungai is firmly placed on my bench just in case something happens to DeAndre Swift.
So from your point of view, I think they are very valuable to any fantasy owner right now.
They are valuable. Ravens getting healthy. You picked the wrong time to play the Ravens because they're finally getting healthy again. And that's mostly in their secondary. Their run defense is still missing some key guys. And so this is still going to be a nice opportunity if Swift can go. Now, it gets really fascinating. If this groin injury keeps Swift out of the game, Manungai is going to jump into like running back 10 this week in my rankings. I mean, Manungai, the thought of him getting 20 plus 25 total combined touches against the Ravens, that would feel very, very compelling.
What else do you like this week specifically? Like who's your high flyer? Who were you not thinking about last week that you're thinking about this week?
Well, Bo Nix, prior to the fourth quarter of last week's game, had basically been dreadful all season. And then he went berserk at the end of that game, as you know, and the Giants handed Bo Nix four touchdowns, two rushing scores. Now they get Dallas. Think about this defense is so bad. I'll put it to you this way. The best offense in the NFL is the Dallas Cowboys. The second best offense in the NFL is whoever's playing the Dallas Cowboys. And here's what they're doing to opposing quarterbacks. Think about how hard it is to do this. Dallas is allowing the most passing yards, the most passing touchdowns, the most quarterback rushing yards against them, and the most quarterback rushing touchdowns against any one team. All at once, that's what Dallas is giving up. And here comes Bo Nix off the highest scoring fantasy game of any quarterback this year.
Are you serious? Of any quarterback this year?
The fourth quarter was a thing.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think of then who was number two prior to that.
You know, I don't know.
It might have been Dak. It might have been Dak.
It might have been Matthew Stafford had a five touchdown game, I think.
Yes, but he only threw for 182 yards.
Well, Dak against the Giants, is that what you're talking about? Yeah, that might have been
it. That's possible.
Sorry, that was just something that jogged my mind when you said that.
No, we can workshop it.
We've had a lot of yards in the NFL these days. You asked the question, and I guess it's worth asking, given what the Bears defense did to the Saints. You really think that there's a possibility Alvin Kamara is cooked?
It might be. Look, I'm not pounding nails into his coffin. He's probably a Hall of Famer, Alvin Kamara, but he doesn't look like the same guy. And you saw it. You know. He hasn't topped 70 yards rushing this year. He hasn't scored since week one. Over the past five games, Alvin Kamara's barely averaging 3 yards per carry. Ugh. He ranks 29th in yards after contact. So there's some stats to just sort of back it up. Now, he's one of the league's great dual threat running backs. He's averaging 18 receiving yards per game. I'm not saying Alvin Kamara's never going to have another good game the rest of his career, but what I am saying is, he ain't the same guy. And the next four games on his schedule are all look hard. Now, the backup behind him, Kendre Miller, just got lost for the season. The guy behind him starts to get a little bit interesting, and fantasy players need to roster Devin Neal, the rookie from Kansas, who is basically their entire offense. He's got amazing footwork. He makes guys miss, and he can catch. He's doesn't have the speed that Kamara has, but he could walk into a lot of the same schemes that Kamara does. And he is an interesting flyer. If you think Kamara is either the skill set is done and he's 30 years old, if you think he might be traded at the deadline, he's a candidate. Saints have one win. Or you just feel like, you know, maybe Kamara's just going to lose his job or at least a lot of it. Devin Neal gets to be an interesting play for fantasy use down the road.
Paul Charchian talking to us, the chief execution officer of Guillotine Leagues at fantasylife.com. Trust me, if Kamara gets traded, he will be sipping pina coladas on the beach. That's what he actually told us about if he gets traded. Meanwhile, Nico Collins suffered a concussion on Monday as I tried to watch that Houston Texans game. Oh, is there anyone to start on the Houston offense now that Nico Collins is out?
No. I mean, it's come to this for Houston. There's nothing to do with this offense. And I'll credit them for building a good defense. But when we look at the bad teams in the league, and I think there's been a lot of attention on Miami and the Jets and Tennessee Titans, Las Vegas is coming off the third fewest offensive plays in any one game in the Super Bowl era last week. And maybe the Saints, like really bad teams. Houston might be in this conversation. You know, your Houston GM, Nick Caserio. You get a historic season out of CJ Stroud as a rookie, and then you never bother to protect him. You know, you trade away Laremy Tunsil, who granted was overpaid and he wasn't that good, but you would think in two seasons, most of what you would be doing is building an offensive line to protect your franchise quarterback. It's gone the exact opposite. It's all cast-offs and guys that have proven to be bad. The Houston offensive line ranks 29th in pass block win rate, 28th in run block win rate. They're terrible. Nick Chubb can't get anything done. Woody Marks can't get anything done. Christian Kirk's constantly hurt. There is nobody to start in this offense and feel good about.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think firing their OC last year was a dumb move.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Tonight is a good Thursday night game. Vikings and Chargers. Of course, Charger Vikings. And yes, the obvious question here, what's going on with J.J. McCarthy?
So the Vikings have brought a lot of this conversation onto themselves, because when J.J. suffered the high ankle sprain week 2, the timetable that we were given was through the bye week, which was 2 weeks ago, and that he would come back week 7, which is at the hot long end of a high ankle sprain. But he didn't end up playing last week, and so that started the conspiracy theory about whether or not this was a soft benching for J.J. McCarthy. And now as we head into tonight's game, he's not going to start here either. Now, the kid's still walking with a limp, so the injury's real, and the probability is that he suffered a setback. But the Vikings haven't told us he suffered a setback, and why not just say that? Why go all cloak and dagger on a setback and open the door to all this speculation about soft benching? And soft benching for who, by the way? Carson Wentz? No. He looked terrible. There's not a soft benching of J.J. McCarthy, but the fact that they haven't talked about why there's this protracted timetable has invited a lot of speculation that the Vikings didn't need to bring on themselves and on J.J. McCarthy. It'll be Carson Wentz tonight, I'm afraid to say, and I don't expect good things in this game.
Okay, so Justin Jefferson, he seems to be still getting his targets. Do you feel like he's the only viable Vikings receiver? I mean, Jordan Addison still exists.
Yes, he does. And Addison's still been pretty good. But if you're Carson Wentz, and God bless him, he's doing exactly what I would do if this is my final chance at NFL relevancy. Throw the ball to Justin Jefferson constantly. Jefferson averaging 10 targets per game under Wentz, and that's what you should do. But quietly, Jordan Addison has been almost as good in these Wentz starts. In the 3 games since Jordan Addison has come back from his suspension and these Wentz starts, Addison, 114 yards game. Then he had a touchdown in a game. Then he had a 128-yard game. So I think Addison, still startable. Chargers are an above average but not dominating secondary. We just saw the Colts' number 2 receiver, Alec Pierce, put up 98 yards. So we'll keep starting Jordan Addison, but that's it. And TJ Hockenson, off radar. He is not somebody, the Vikings are not able to use him, and he has not been able to get anything going this year.
Hey, George, the Chargers may have lost the game to the Colts, but Justin Herbert had himself a nice day, and so did the receivers. Yes. For the Chargers, Keenan Allen with 119 yards. Ladd McConkey, you want to see more than 67, but also Rondé Gadsden with 164 yards, 9 targets. Is there somebody there that people might want to see tonight?
Rondé Gadsden is pretty fascinating. He has 164 yards. Only one tight end did that all of last year. And here he's a rookie, you know, playing, and it's only been a starter. I think he became a starter like week 3, and he's already posted a 164-yard game. Travis Kelce's only done it 3 times in his 13-year career, to tell you how good 164 yards from a tight end is. And it's basically because Rondé Gadsden, like his dad, former Dolphin wide receiver, he is a wide receiver masquerading as a tight end. He basically rarely lines up in line. He lines up in the slot, lines up out wide. He's smooth. He's fast. And they're throwing to him downfield. Here he is again. He's like 4 starts into his rookie year. He's got the 4th deepest average distance of target downfield. Justin Herbert's got a lot of trust in him. Vikings middle of the pack passing tight end defense. You can start Aronde Gadsden tonight.
So he's better than Colson Loveland is what you're saying.
Oh.
That was the Tyler Warren. So are people how much are people talking about Tyler Warren versus Colson Loveland?
No, they're not.
We're not because
there's just this blind faith in Ben Johnson that was the guy he wanted, therefore that's the guy they should have gotten.
Yeah, and I think
I don't know that I subscribe to it entirely, but I think there's more of a read issue here and a ball distribution and what the plan is issue, more so than we can say certain people aren't performing.
Yeah.
Like, we're not into the singling out category yet.
And Tyler Warren is obviously a number one option. There's so many other options that are higher on the depth chart for one Caleb Williams.
Well, okay. Tyler Warren's going to win Rookie of the Year as it stands right now. And the fact that that Loveland hasn't been able to just dispatch Cole Kmet, to me, is a little bit worrying. We'll see. Now, Kmet may not play this week, right? So maybe this is the Loveland breakout game coming, possibly.
Maybe he goes for 160-something yards.
Caleb Williams didn't target Cole Kmet last year. You know that.
I know. The Cole Kmet thing is just, it's so frustrating from a fantasy standpoint because he's not good enough to start himself, but he takes away enough from other players that he diminishes the guys around them from a fantasy standpoint. That's the frustration with Cole Kmet.
Not everybody can be the Chargers and Colts game where everybody eats, Charge. Not everybody has that option.
not everybody does. Although, you know, the hope is that your Bears offense is now getting to be good enough, diverse enough that everybody is going to get fed at some point. You know, Roma Dunze was the only guy before. Then DJ Moore looked good last week. Maybe we're going to find, maybe this is the Colson Loveland uptick, and maybe Olamide Zaccheaus is not going to continue to be a problem just siphoning off three valuable catches
from
good players.
Well, when you get six targets a game, Charge, thanks so much for joining us as always.
Thanks, Charge.
Thanks, friends. Yeah, we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye, guys.
That's Paul Charchian, of course, he of FantasyLife.com, Chief Execution Officer at the Guillotine Leagues, tells us what to do in fantasy football every single week. Coming up next, it is halftime. The NBA has issued a statement on the FBI investigation, so we'll address that. And Marshall and I have an invitation for you.
Yeah, you know, we like to educate on this, so when the new terminology comes out, we want to make sure everybody understands what's going on and what it means for you, maybe your kids, I don't know, but yeah, there's a couple of terms that you should probably know what the definition of them
additionally
are.
Unrelated, we're doing something very fun tonight.
Oh, yeah.
So we want to tell you about that, too. That's next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.